Sif Tesla. We'll take a look at the Torah. The Torah says, Asher l'talmud likra l'rava b'shmo k'ushi ha'shem k'lai k'ashumei yodei ha'shuponi v'afilu shalom afano. So it's for a talmud to call to his Rebbe by name. Provided that it is a v'ushi ha'shem k'lai k'ashumei yodei ha'shuponi, that everybody will know that he's talking about the Rebbe, even not in front of him. So when it's not permitted to refer to the Rebbe by name, there's some details that will need to be worked out. For Yaskir Shmo, if I'm nor she mentioned name in front of him, Vafil Likro Lachirim, Sheshmam Kishem Rabu, even to call other people who have the same name as your Rebbe, Usser. That's also prohibited. So for me to call, they have the same issue with Kivud Aveim, to call your friend of yours by a name that is the same as your parents' name is a problem. El Yishana Shmarei should change their name Afil Acher Mosem, even after the death of the, soon after the death of the Rebbe, when it's supposed to change their name. So where does this idea come from? So it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? So, and the Gemara tells us Beperek Chelek, the Hichidam Yapikaris. What's the example of an Apikaris? It's in the Beis Yosef. So Amar of Nachman Zeh Hakori L'Rabu Bishmo. It's one who calls the Rebbe by name. Dam Rabbi Yochum If Neiman Nenash Gechazi. Why was Gechazi punished? Shakaro L'Rabu Bishmo. He called his Rebbe by name. Who was that? Elisha. Says the pasuk, Zos ha'isha v'zebana asher hichya Elisha. This is the woman and the son and the boy who Elisha brought to life. Upeirish Rashi v'shmo she'omer ploni be'ino omer mori Rebbe ploni. The problem is that he said ploni. That he said it's Elisha's. That's the boy that Elisha, which was his Rebbe. I'm not sure how that relationship works, but the Gemara seems to assume that it's his Rebbe. Ve'ino omer, he didn't say my Rebbe Elisha, right? And therefore that's going to be problematic. So the Rama comments though, however. It sounds like from here, by Dark Moshe Zion, the Mutter Lahaskir Shmo, Kishamaskir Gamke Mori Rebbe. That it should be okay if he would have said Rebbe. I mean, the Gemara seems to imply that if he would have said Rebbe Elisha, so then that would have been. That would have been okay. So then the Beis Yosef continues on. So I think that's all that's in the Gemara. So the Beis Yosef continues. Right, Mashkazu Hushia Hashem Palai. Right, Afilu Likro Lachirim Sheshmam Gashem Rabo. So he seems to call others by that problem. So that's in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim that Shazuhi Svaras Atzmo. So he adds, and this is his own Svara. I mean, the Rambam says, and I would add in Hayashem Aviv Oshem Rabo Kashem Achirim Mishana Es Shemam. That if your father's name or your Rebbe's name is like someone else's name, you should change their name. So yearly, she'ain nizar b'kach. So it seems to me that we don't have to worry about this. El b'shem shuhu polai. She'ain hakol dashimbo. If it's a odd name, right, an unusual name that not everybody uses. But the name where we call everybody, a lot of people have the name, like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Yosef, names like that. So then you could do it, right? Shelo b'fanav ve'im b'kachklum. You don't have to worry about it. So, I don't really know what to make this. Right? If your Rebbe has an unusual name, you can't call anybody else by that name. Why? Because people are going to think that you're referring to the Rebbe. Is that the problem? Well, if you're saying my friend this, it's not. I'm having trouble figuring out what exactly is the issue here. It seems like that is the problem. It's some kind of marasayan. But if it's clear who you're referring to, so why should it be a problem, even if it is an unusual name? Not sure.
You know, school has a story about Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky. I think someone was yelling from across the street, Yaakov, you're going to make to see him. And he seemed to assume they were talking to him. Of course they weren't, because no one
right.
Yell at you.
But that's a regular name anyway.
He said, I didn't do the learning, why should I make to see him?
Oh.
Whatever, yeah, it's a regular name. But yeah, you can see there could be grounds for some issues, but I don't know how you avoid it. Most people have names that are not really
easy. I don't get it. Yes, we'll do it on Shabbos, but for pre Genesis, one of the proofs that's used that the story of Genesis are real is that there are no names that are regular names. They're all unusual names, and those names that are in Bereishis don't show up later on.
You mean in the early part of Bereishis?
The early part of Bereishis don't show up later
some
on.
Some exceptions, like Chanoch.
Right. But most of them don't. So if it was just an anachronistic thing, if it's something that was written later on, why would they invent entirely new names? So, anyways, fine. So as while we're here, we'll take a look at the next tour as well. So the tour says, this happens to be very long for Shulchan Aruch itself. It also is a very long, relatively long for Shulchan Aruch standards. But it has a couple of different halachos here. So number one, v'lo yitin shalom l'rabo v'lo yachzir l'shalom. Now one shouldn't It sounds like give a shalom aleichem. I have to understand what that means. Or return shalom kederach shar ha'am, like everybody else. She knows in shalom zel. Like they say hello to one another. Ela shochel afanav, sochel afanav. V'yomer lo biyira uvechavod shalom alecha rebbe. Right. Rather, you have to submit yourself, I guess, and say with fear and honor, shalom alecha rebbe. Shalom, and if he says to you shalom, shalom alecha mori v'rebi, you respond by saying shalom alecha mori v'rebi. Where does that come from? So that's from the Gemara. I'll take a look. I'll go to the Beis Yosef for now. The Beis Yosef says the perek tefilas hashachar tanya Rabbi Eliezer omer hamispalel achori rabo v'anosin shalom l'rabo v'hamachzir shalom l'rabo gorim shchina shenistalik miYisrael. That if you do any of these things, that cause the shchina to leave. So what are these? Davening behind your rebbe. So that's one halacha. That's mentioned in the sif. Wishing a shalom aleichem to the Rebbe is a problem, and returning shalom to the Rebbe, all of those are problematic. So Rashi explains there, yeah, shalom l'rabo kishar kol adam, saying shalom to him like you do to other people. Shalom alecha below amar shalom alecha Rebbe, saying shalom just saying shalom aleichem and not saying shalom alecha Rebbe. So that it needs to be added in Rebbe. L'chein hein divrei Rambam says that as well. Umefarish to lahachzir lo shalom, and the Rambam adds, and this isn't in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in the Gemara itself. Umefarish to lahachzir lo shalom, tzarech lomar lo shalom alecha Rebbe umori. So that's what we use for. Right, so shalom alecha Rebbe is not sufficient. It has to be shalom alecha Rebbe umori. We'll see why that is. So Rabbeinu Yonah comments, however, Rabbeinu Yonah perish hanosin shalom l'rabo ratza lomar shemakdim lo shalom ve'ein latam l'haktim lo shum dibur. However, Rabbeinu Yonah comments that one who gives shalom to the Rebbe means shemakdim lo shalom ve'ein latam l'haktim lo shum dibur mirov hamora, that a student shouldn't speak first at all. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does the Gemara mean? I mean, the Gemara said, giving shalom to Rebbe is a problem. So Rashi said, what does that mean, giving shalom to your Rebbe? Rashi says, oh, giving shalom to your Rebbe by just saying shalom aleichem. Yeah, you have to say shalom aleichem Rebbe. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara says, you can't say shalom aleichem at all to your Rebbe. There's no exception of if you add in the word Rebbe. So rather, Rabbeinu Yonah reads it as, no, that's not allowed. You have to be so afraid that you're even afraid to say hello to your Rebbe. V'chein Amru, so this says in Shabbos as well, klumi yish eved shemakdim shalom l'rabba. That's the way the Gemara in Shabbos seems to say. Is there any eved that really says hello to their master? Lash amu beharbi makomos k'tei she'ila shalom tamal l'rab. Aye, but the Gemara uses the terminology of she'ila shalom tamal l'rab. Right, that's what we say toch k'dei dibur is. So what do you mean? I thought you're not allowed to do that according to Rabbeinu Yonah. No, ein aratzulomer el k'tei chazara shalom tamal l'rab. What that means is a response of shalom aleichem, and that's the psak that Rabbeinu Yonah has. He also has some other Amakoros that seem to quote that as well. Maybe do one more, and then we'll see how it appears in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see how much more time we have after that. So the Beis Yosef in the next section says, "V'lo yachutz tefillin lifnei rabbi," is not permitted to take off their tefillin in front of the Rebbe. So what's the story with that? So near the Hainu midamrin of Perek Chelik, this is also coming out of Chelik, where it says, "My v'zeh hadavar sherim yad amelach." What does it mean that this is the thing where he raised his hand? So this is. So about Yeravam, that the Gemara talks about Yeravam had something he was rewarded for. He was rewarded because he was willing to give Shlomo Musar, and he's punished because he raised his arm. What does it mean he raised his arm? So the Gemara comments, Shecholetz Tfilav Lefanav. They took off his tefillin in front of him. Umor Rav Kamor Melech, and the fear of a Rebbe should be like the fear of a king. Ufar Rachi Bezeh, and I already talk about this in Torah Rechaim Simon Lamed Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch says more about what it is. So there is some type of issue of taking off tefillin in front of the Rebbe. What exactly that is? So I'll try to see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So those three things so far. Not to refer to the name of your Rebbe. Number two is not to say Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe. Or there's an issue about saying Shalom Aleichem to your Rebbe. And the third is it's an issue of taking your tefillin off in front of your Rebbe. So those three items, see the source for it. So now we'll have this brought down in Shulchan Aruch here. So in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem Beis Sif Tes Vav. Shkuf Nun Aleph, one of the new editions of Shulchan Aruch.
Got it.
So what does it say? So Tesvav. So Asr L'Talmud Likros L'Rabo B'Shmo Lo B'Chayev V'Lo B'Mosa. It is prohibited for a Talmud to greet the Rebbe with his name, whether when he's alive or whether he's dead. V'Afil Likros L'Achirim, even to tell others Sheshmam K'Shmo, whose name is like his, it's Asr. Imushim Palai, She'ina Kol Regim Likrispo. If it's an unusual name that most people don't use, right? So that's straight up like the Rambam. Now there were against Rabbi Yonah. So that's straight up like the Rambam. So comes the Rambam and adds in. I don't think he's arguing at all. Says about Sham Sharagilim Bom. But if a name that is used by many people, that would be permissible, right? Lahachsir Shalom b'fnei Rabbah, to use not in front of the Rebbe. V'chol zeh dafka k'she'inu maskir rak shemo levad. It's only if they call him by his name. About Mutter Lomer Lo, but is permitted to say to the Rebbe, Rebbe Mori Ploni. Right, so that was a little bit of a disagreement, whether that is allowed or not. But that seems to that is the fact that that the Shulchan Aruch gives. Someone is permitted to refer to the Rebbe by Rebbe Mori Ploni.
Let's do it more.
Yeah, that's what the Rama adds in. So I don't know if the Machaber would disagree with any of that. I think that's the psak. So the So the Shach comments about Mutter Lomar. So the Shach adds in here in Chaf Dalad near a Dafka Shalom front, only not in front of him. I became the Darkim Moshe. That's what Darkim Moshe says. Shahutzi came mi Rashi Perikhele Gabi Elisha Myri Shalom Bafanov. About the fun of Ein Lahaskir Shemo Klal. You can't say his name at all. Raki Shlikroslo Rebbe. Just call him Rebbe. So one time when I saw this was one time davening in Rav Yashiv's minyan, and Rav Yashiv got shlishi. Right, Rav Yashiv got shlishi. It was the first day of Yontif, I think, on Sukkos, and I stayed in the mirror for Sukkos with an older chaver of mine. So he went to daven there. So he bought Ravi, knowing that Rav Yashiv was going to get shlishi. So he bought Ravi. He said, this is a birthday present for himself. Okay, but when they called up Rav Yashiv, they just said Yamod Moran. Does it? Does anybody else want to claim to be Maran when Rav Yashiv is standing in front? I guess not. So that was all he said. Yamod Maran, and that was sufficient.
Where was I? Where they called up Rav Shmuel at the wedding, and they said Mechabed with Cedar Kedushin, I think it was Zayden. The Zayden.
It wasn't the Zeta.
It was the Zeta of the Chassan. Zeta. I don't know if they said Rav Shmuel. Zeta.
We call up someone here for the Tochecha, we don't call them up at all.
Yeah.
Call up where?
When we call someone up for the Tochecha, usually about Kodom.
Right, okay, that's there we come, says that's good or not good?
Not good. He says you can't have no idea about calling someone up.
I heard on a tape that Taka is a minhag to not mention his name.
I know the Rabbi Black show for a couple of years, and he would call them up saying Yamod Misha Yirtze.
I heard that also on the tape that some places do.
But nobody ever came up, so then the Papa would get, of course, by default.
You think you can make a living off of one Tokoka, right? Okay. So here in the Psakim Uchubos, he does quote a few who are like mocked about this, that they wouldn't call up by name. He says, he says, first of all, Kishakori Larabu Bishmo Bo Safas Torah, when you call up your Rebbe with the extra name, so Lodai, it's not enough to just add Rebbe. El Tzarech Lahosiv O Torah, you have to add another title, could go Mori V'Rebbe, because so many people are called up as Rabbe, so it's not an honor anymore. So you need to add in a little bit more. So he has in the footnote here, he says, no, that even some hold that Rebbe is okay. But then he says, Aval Nira, Sha'af Matim, those that permitted Bizmanenu, nowadays, Modim, they would agree, Heim Shat Tzarech Lahosiv O Torah. You need another proof. Why? Me'achash Shayom Haderech Likro L'chol Echad Reb Ploni. Because we call so many people Reb Ploni, so that's. So that wouldn't be good anymore. I told Sheldon last week, we'll say it for your. I heard once on a shiur or something, someone made a comment. Why is it that nowadays all of a sudden we refer to everybody as Rav Hagon all the time? Because it's not since the time of the Gon, and so many people learned Gemara without Rashi. Um, And then one other line that he has here that the Achronim adds, Lohutu lahaskir shem rabba bohosefas Torah, is not enough to add in with it, el ba'ofen shim lo yaskir es shemo lo yadu l'mikav anaso. That the only time you would say his name is if people would know who you're talking about. Ba'ofen shim maskir shemo kiyateis gedol l'shemo mifnei shezeu kvod aval im yadu kulam l'minis chavin gamim lo yaskir shemo aser. So one shouldn't go ahead and do it, which would tell you right why, yes. The Rebbe's old. I wonder what the Rebbe, what they do with like Hasidic or Rabbanim, if they call their name or not, or how they. I assume they get alias, right?
I've been to Boston, the Rebbe, and they call it that, but I don't remember what they did.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I saw him yesterday.
Who?
Him, the Boston or.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. What's today? Today's Monday.
Boston?
No, he was in the Passaic. I went to a bar mitzvah and he spoke. And it was my nephew's bar mitzvah and he was very close with the family. So he spoke nicely actually. I asked my nephew for that part of the tape, for that part of the video. I liked what he said. I went home after I said hello to him. Because he was very close with Sherwood. Sherwood used to stay at his house. So... I just don't remember what the introduction was.
They might have said the Boston or you don't know. I wonder. Also, but even for an aliyah to call up, I get aliyahs at some point. Right. No, it's probably some special, unique aliyah. I don't know. Anyways, fine. So the Shulchan Aruch continues in Pes Zayin. So lo yitin shalom l'rabba, lo yachzir lo shalom. So one shouldn't say hello, one shouldn't return hello. Kedera shar like anybody else. El shochel lefanav omer lo b'yir b'chavod. I'd say with fear and kavod. Shalom alecha rebbe. V'im nasan lo rabu shalom. Omer lo shalom alecha mori v'rebbe. One should respond by saying mori v'rebbe. V'chein noagin, that's our minog. V'yishorim de'ein l'tamad lishol v'shalom rabu klal. There are those that have the minog not to ask at all. Uni Narim Vinisfo. I don't remember the Beis Yosef quote. Oh, that must have been later on the Beis Yosef. Yerushalmi quotes that idea from that pasuk that one shouldn't ask at all. Fine. So that's so there's a little bit of a machlokas here, although the fine. So the yeah, so the Piskei Tshuva here, the Piskei Tshuva on the page comments the Ein L'tam L'isha, those that have the Minignatu, Ayin Mashakasov. I'm not sure who the Aleph Aleph Zion is, but Hakdam Asola Sefer Panim Iros, Deem Over Lefan of Harav, Ve'enu Nosein Lo Shalom, Havi Derech Boros. He says, if the Rebbe is walking in front of you and you don't say hello, right, so that's boorish behavior. That's bad behavior. So this must be talking about going out of your way. I mean, the shail is whether it's appropriate to go out of your way and say, hey, it's good to see you. But if you actually are just see each other, you're right present with one another, so at that point it would be inappropriate, says the Piskei Tshuva. To just ignore him. But see that there is this machlokas, and I believe that the minhag is today, I think he comments here as well, that we do say hello. That we do say hello.
But how do we greet him?
What?
But how do we greet him?
No, it says gives you instructions. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or the response would be Shalom Aleichem Moriv Rebbe. Right? Okay. Meaning he's saying this Piskei Tshuva here is disagreeing even with the Ramah quotes this Shita, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah, and based on the Yerushalmi and the Gaos Maimoni, right, that we wouldn't greet a Rebbe under any circumstances. You wouldn't open your mouth first. So the Piskei Tshuva going on that says, yeah, but if he walks in front of you and says, Alright, so that's inappropriate. And it takes a little bit of seichel to do that.
Disturbing the Gemara, which I can't remember who it was.
That wouldn't the Rebbe know that that's why you're doing it? But okay.
There's a Gemara where someone greets the Rebbe, I forget who the rabbi was, and his response is, why are you so ugly? Are all the people in your town as ugly as you are? And he says back to him, talk to the guy, the one who made me.
Right, there is a
Rabbi Mansur has a lecture on that, and he claims it may be this halacha. That the guy spoke to him first.
He spoke and he shouldn't have spoken.
And he spoke out of turn. That's what upset him. Not that the guy was really ugly.
Uh-huh. But then how do you explain the answer?
Which answer?
Well, why don't you talk to the one who made me?
Yeah, well, that was...
Unless maybe that's this Pesachim true. I said, what do you want from me? I'm a person. How can I not say
hello? He did explain the answer, but I don't remember how we worked it.
Okay. So what's this idea of not taking off the tefillin? It says, below you spile in front of, right? Below, well, so that's also mentioned there. Not the daven in front of him, but not behind him. Lo betzedo ve'in sarach lomar she'asur la'aloch betzedo el yisrachik la'acha rabo. And one should be much further behind him. Below yehi mechavi keneged achrav el yitzadi asma l'tzad echa bin kishval asma bin kishaholich imo. Bin kishaholich imo.
We may have skipped a lot.
I skipped the section. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Lo yachlitz tefillin lifnei rabo, v'lo yasiv lefanav el yoshev ki yoshev lifnei hamelech. One shouldn't take off their tefillin in front of the Rebbe, and nor should you sit straight. Rather, one should sit like in front.
Shouldn't recline.
We shouldn't recline. I'm sorry, Lefanov. Rather, one should sit straight like one does in front of the king. And also, if the Rebbe was sitting in a suit with other people, you have to ask permission, and then from the Rebbe first, and then ask permission from other people in order to join them. But what's the story with not taking off the tefillin? So the so it sounds like it has more to do with back in the day when they were wearing tefillin all day. So to take off your tefillin in front of the Rebbe is like uncovering your hair in front, like, is like going in front of the Rebbe without a yarmulke. That's what's so bad is inappropriate. But nowadays, where it's just talking about after davening, you take your tefillin off. So then it seems like that should be there's no specific issue of taking off your tefillin. So I think in the Philadelphia yeshiva, I believe there's like a Rebbe tefillin room. I think everybody doesn't put their tefillin on the base medrash, right? Like you should come into davening, and I think that there's a separate room that the rebbeim use from where the talmidim use. No, confirm that.
I've been in that room, yeah. I've used that on a rare occasion. I've been there, so yeah.
Okay. So, okay, what else do we got here? Oh, so then there's this issue of a high rebbe of Yoshev. Okay, fine, and then. Okay, we'll seek permission. Okay, we should seek permission. And then, not davening in front of him, nor behind him, not on the side of him, rather, you have to be dalet amos away from him. So, but outside of 4 amos, it's permissible. So the Ramah comments there. So if you look at Orach Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalet, it has nothing to do with this. Rather, it's Tzarech Lomar Tzadi Chaf Dalet. Do you have a change there? Do you see? Does it say Vayim Orach Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalet, or does he change it?
Where are you
just in the Mechaber, right? So you get towards the end there. V'chutzladad amos hakol mutter, and then in parentheses it says va'ayin ba'orachayim simin.
Simin tzadi, it says here.
So simin tzadi. Okay, so it's simin tzadi sif chaf dalet. That's where that's.
Doesn't give you a paragraph.
That's the spot in it. And what does it say there? That this whole inyan of not davening in any proximity to the Rebbe, that's only if you're davening in private. If you're davening biyachidus, so then you have to give the Rebbe space. The Ramah comments that. But if you're part of a minyan with the Rebbe, so okay, so you're part of the minyan with the Rebbe, there might still be an inyan of not davening directly behind him. Why not? Davening directly behind him, it looks like you're davening to him, right? So that's something that we try to avoid. But other than that, the halachos of proximity don't apply when the Rebbe is just part of a minyan with everyone else. Cool, one more din here. It says, imo lemerchatz elim kein hu tzorach lo. That one shouldn't go into the bathhouse with the Rebbe unless he needs you. So comes the Ramah, so you can understand that, but comes the Ramah, v'imaya talmud v'merchatz kodem, if the Talmud was there first, the Rabbo, uva Rabbo, and then the Rebbe comes in, ein tzorach latzeis, he doesn't have to leave. And this whole thing is only if an issue where they walk around without any clothes on in the merchatz. Where they wear pants, it's mutter. And that's the minute that everybody does this. The reason is that nowadays they all go in wearing pants. Okay, so first of all, the first thing that the Ramah comments about who was there first. If the Talmud was there first, then it should be okay. So the Shach isn't so happy with that. The Shach comments that that's what the Mahariyav says, B'din v'hilchol simen, right, mihad the chasim of Mordechai. D'im haye he Yisrael, this is Shach Lamed Aleph. D'im haye Yisrael, kodum v'merchatz, v'achach po of the chavim. What is this based on? It's based on a different din. It's based on the din in simen kuf nun gimel. That a that a Jew should not go into a bathhouse where there's already a non-Jew there. But if the Jew was there first, so then the non-Jew, and then he doesn't have to leave just because the non-Jew came in. So what's the reasoning over there? So if, take a look. So the Beis Yosef comments, because it quotes, Beis Yosef, it explains that it has to do with, I forget from the Gemara or what it quoted from, but going into a bath where there's somebody who is a... an RL is like going into a bath with someone who has tzaras. It's some kind of like contagious, that's what it sounds like. So that's not the same as here. We wouldn't compare that to the Rebbe, so that's what the Shach is saying. So I don't know if it's comparable. That it might be over there, one has the right to hold their ground. But here, the Rebbe comes in, so Kavod Rav might still be to leave, suggests. I don't know if he really concludes that way, but he has an issue with that. So, EMD, Shlachalik, the Dafka, Hassan, Taima, who Milichsiva, Mordechai, Shehu, Bab Gvula, Vizelu, Shaykh, the Chabad Rabbah. It has nothing to do with Chabad Rabbah. Okay. The other thing here is this issue with the pants. Chosel Lomairi, Elbamakom, where they're naked, but now where they wear pants. So it should be okay. So I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Like, who are they referring to? In the bathhouses in Krakow, they wore pants in the bathhouse? I wasn't sure what he... What?
Baby suits?
Yeah, I don't know what he meant. So here, he in the Pesachim Mitzvah, he says, V'chasuva poskim shalafiza bizmanenu she'en holchim b'michnasayim b'merachatz v'valay aser. It should be a problem. V'tameyu al minagol m'shemakim b'zeh. And it's wonderment that people are making on this. So when I first read this, I didn't realize, I thought merachatz meant swimming pool for some reason. I was thinking swimming pool, I was wearing bathing suits instead of wearing shorts instead of pants. Like, well, what is this? No, merachatz means like going to the mikvah in the morning. Right? So he's wonderment like that people are not mocked on this about not going with the Rebbe, etc. So he has a few suggestions here in the footnote about why people are meekel not to go with the Rebbe. At least now I understand why there's separate Rebbeim hours for the mikvah at Rebbe Ahuvim on Erev Yontif. It's not just the Bachar are uncomfortable, it's a real din not to go at the time that the Rebbeim are, at the time the Rebbeim are there. But I'm not sure. I guess now I'm not sure what he's referring to. That people go with their parents now, or I'm not sure what I'm not sure what he means that the minhag is, and I'm not sure why what the difference would be. But he suggests that that maybe in those days it was like a dry bath, and now it's now you go into water, and if it's in water, it's a problem, etc. Not sure what he's referring to. Yeah, I'm not really familiar with the whole scene about how it works. There is a story, one of the unusual stories that one finds in the making of a gadol has to do with the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish took his one Talmud. He didn't really have Talmidim in Europe, but he went with somebody to to the spring, and they went swimming, and the Chazon Ish started playfully splashing him in the middle, and the guy's like, "What are you doing? You're the chazan. You're the chazanish. What are you slashing for?" He says, "Well, I have a Kabbalah that if you could be that somebody who doesn't try to have fun, also won't be able to be mechadesh chidushim." And that was his. This is part of the training. If you can't be mischievous, you can't be mechadesh chidushim. So at least there you see a makor for Rabbi and the Talmud going to the swimming pool, to going swimming together. I don't know if they're wearing pants, bathing suits, or nothing. All right.